With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is promising this morning that he will launch strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges across that country on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by the Iranian powers. Elsewhere, a U.S. service member missing since Iran shot down his fighter jet has been found in a daring rescue involving dozens of aircraft, according to the Defense Secretary. The crew member had been missing since Friday when Iran downed his F-15. A second crew member was rescued earlier. American Enterprise Institute analyst Matthew Continetti says it's quite probable that Iranian leaders don't fully grasp the damage the U.S. and Israeli militaries have inflicted on their country.
They don't know the full picture of what's going on. They don't have access to the full range of information. And that does mean, as my colleague Fred Kagan suggests, that when the war ends, they're going to come up from their bunkers, they're going to look around, and they're going to find that the Iranian regime has been dealt a punishing, and I hope lethal, blow.
He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is Easter Sunday, and most of the world's 2 billion-plus Christians are celebrating the resurrection, many churches with sunrise services. This is SRN News. Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people ages 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortions at a much higher rate than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states than with parental involvement laws. That's compared to their counterparts in more liberal abortion access states. Most abortions in this country are now carried out with drugs. A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who is not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Noelia Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. As the family's struggle unfolded, Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation in 2021 legalizing assisted suicide. This is SRN News. President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio sharply criticizing NATO. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Both argue that the alliance has become a one-way street, benefiting Europe, with America carrying the bulk of defense spending but receiving little reciprocal support. France, the UK, Germany, and Spain have blocked U.S. requests for base usage and airspace transit despite minimal demands to directly join the conflict with Iran.
The president suggests the U.S. may consider leaving NATO, citing European nations' failure to reciprocate despite decades of American spending and support. Today is Sunday, April the 5th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Michael Moriarty, who is 85 years old. Country musician Pat Green turns 54 today. Actress Haley Atwell has 44 candles on her birthday cake. This is SRN News.